FM, Agriculture News.
I'm Elspeth Richard May with your main agriculture stories. The agricultural sector is expected to grow slowly as the year goes on. This is despite it being one of the strongest performers in the South African economy in the previous years. The report released by the Bureau for Food and Agricultural Policy states that while prices are high, production costs have increased and continue to rise as the war in Ukraine continues. OFM News' Heidri Malchas reports that logistical constraints are factors that will bring profitability under pressure.
The agricultural sector grew by 0.8% quarter on quarter as sharp cost increases negate much of the revenue gains. Nevertheless, the sector continues to contribute positively. Despite the challenges facing the sector, it grew by over 3% in the first quarter of 2022. Heidri Malchas for OFM News.
The local price for fertilizer is determined by the international price of fertilizer on an import parity basis and the F-Curve Agri, an independent international sourcing solutions provider in the fertilizer industry, has released factors that contribute to the cost of fertilizer. The factor that contributes the most to the cost is fertilizer choice, which is explained to be the cost of production process and the transport, storage and application costs of various types of fertilizer. Some other factors that F-Curve Agri made mention of include supply chain steps, international and local market factors, and the excessive margins over the import price of basic inputs. And 4 out of the 9 students supported through Northwest MEC Despo Mohono's intervention project have graduated at the Taung College of Agriculture. OFM News' Tehla Koteri says in a media statement, the Department of Agriculture in the Northwest Province explains that the students were part of a team of 9 and a class of 2019 intake who were identified from needy households across the province.
In 2019, after various engagements with young people, Mohono observed the interest of agriculture in many young people. The challenge as raised by many at that time was the lack of funding to pursue their studies. It was then that she offered, through her office intervention, a bursary for those who were in need. Tsahla Kotedi, OFM News.
And these are our main agriculture stories. I'm Elsie Richard May.
Read more on OFM.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.